Forsaken.
These presidential contenders share a common love for America.
What's so proudly we
But not for each other.
In the 15 years after he left the speakership, the speaker has been working as an influence peddler in Washington.
He just said at least four things that are false. I don't want to waste the time on him.
As they vie for their party's nomination, the contenders put on their verbal boxing gloves and enter the ring of the candidate debates. In the 2012 presidential contest, the incumbent President Barack Obama is unopposed within his own Democratic Party. But the field is wide open in the other main U.S. party, the Republicans. And the competition is fierce. These nationally televised debates provide a place where the candidates can speak directly to the electorate in search of support. The present era of presidential debates began in 1976 when incumbent President Gerald Ford sparred with Democratic challenger Jimmy Carter. Debates have been part of presidential elections ever since. But unlike traditional debates, they are not structured as point and rebuttal arguments. The format is more question and response, with other candidates' jabs and jousts thrown in, as Georgetown University professor Mark Rome notes.
They've been free-for-all, where all the Republican candidates for president have been able to make their best claims, their biggest charges, their strongest attacks on their opponents as a way of lifting themselves up in the polls.
An on-camera mistake cost debaters dearly. Soon-to-be former candidate Governor Rick Perry could not name three federal entities he vowed to eliminate.
The third agency of government, I would do away with the education, commerce, and let's see, The third one I can't. Oops.
There is one series of debates held before each party officially nominates its candidate. Then, just before the November election, there are three debates between the nominees and one between their vice presidential running mates. In 2008, it was Democrat Barack Obama against Republican John McCain. Unlike the pre-nomination debates, these are not held by TV networks, newspapers, or political parties, but are run by the Independent Nonpartisan Commission on Presidential Debates. Their structure is more formal, and the stakes are much higher, as Politico newspaper reporter David Leventhal explains.
When you have the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate who are going head-to-head with each other, that's a championship game right there. Your performance in those debates are going to be absolutely critical to the outcome of the election in many cases.
One notable example of that was the 1960 debates between Democrat John F. Kennedy and Republican Richard Nixon. Historians credit Kennedy's TV debate performance as a big factor in his victory. Jeffrey Young, VOA News.